We are getting the first look now at a substitute teacher arrested after a fist fight with a high schooler. It was all caught on video. This is 27-year-old Recon Smith, now out of jail. In fact, we first brought you this video yesterday.
Now some accusations that the student used racial slurs starting the fight. The question remains, who is in the wrong?
8 News Now reporter Ryan Matthey explains from court.
Well, the fight in that video resulted in the substitute teacher losing his job, a ban from teaching in the district, and a bail amount of $9,000. Sources indicate to 8 News Now, though, that the student in this fight was also arrested after allegedly making racially charged comments before the first punch. 27-year-old Raquan Smith waved to family he'd soon reunite with. Roughly a day after this video, showing him hitting a student to the ground and continuing to fight until other students separated them. This at Valley High School in the East Valley, where school district police confirm he was a substitute teacher at since November. Sources tell 8 News Now that the student's use of the N-word fueled the flames of the fight.
This seems to be sort of a unique situation.
But bail was dropped and Smith was set free on Friday, the judge citing a lacking criminal history and deeming no flight risk.
If it had not been the teacher who was in this altercation, it would have been another student.
Khalif Fox Miller is president of the Nevada PTA, who's not yet pointing the finger at either side.
Does it make any difference that this was a substitute teacher involved?
I think it makes a difference in the training.
Her concern is not enough de-escalation training amongst educators for situations like this, with educators that have only a handful of teaching experience. This just the most recent altercation caught on camera between adult and student on or near a CCSD campus.
This is not just the school problem, it's all of our problem. I think we all feel a little bit of failure from this.
Sources indicate that the student is recovering at a local hospital and that his proceedings will go through the juvenile court system rather than the adult system. That is why we are unable to report his identity as of now. Reporting from the Regional Justice Center, Ryan Matthey, 8 News Now.
Smith's family and his attorney declined to comment. He is due back in court in 1 month's time on the condition he does not return to Valley High School or make contact with the involved student.
Yeah, so that one comes from out here in Las Vegas, where I'm at right now. This happened at a high school, and it's got a lot of people going back and forth about who was in the wrong. And my thing is that this isn't the first time that we've seen something like this happen. And it just seems like you got some of these kids who don't have any kind of respect for anybody, and they think that they can do and say whatever they want without any hard consequences. And I get it. You shouldn't let words get you to that point, but some people are not going to think that way. You know, these teachers, they have their hands tied, and I think these kids, they know that, and they know that they can pretty much get away with whatever they want, and all they're going to get is a slap on the wrist. You see, they know that they kind of, you know, they know that, and they can kind of use that to their advantage. And, you know, for this substitute, Mr. Raquan Smith, I think he fell for the bait. I think he was baited into that situation and he fell for it. He took the bait because after a campus security monitor intervened, that same student told Smith that he was going to jail and used another racial slur. Looking at this whole thing, I mean, he's going to be looked at as the one who's supposed to be the bigger person, and he's supposed to handle things differently. Because as a teacher, educator, an adult, you know, they're going to be held to a much higher standard than this kid will be. You know, he may have had an argument of self-defense in the beginning, if the kid started it. But once he stood over the student, after he tuned him up a bit, he stood over him and slapped him while he was on the ground. So I think that right there, you know, that it's like you already had him on the ground, but then you stood over him and slapped him to add insult to injury. But yeah, I mean, these teachers, and some of these teachers, they got it bad, you know, out here for real. And I don't blame them one bit for leaving the profession. You know, all the stuff that they got to put up with on a daily basis, I mean, it's just insane, you know, to have to, you know, deal with that stuff. And then to make things worse, they don't have the support. They don't have the support from the school district or the school board or the administration. And so it would seem as if they're on their own. So if you or somebody you know, is thinking about going into that profession, understand that you may have to put up with this type of stuff at some point. You know, for me, I was approached a lot of times about going into to these schools and then being a teacher when I got out of the Army. And yeah, I mean, I flirted with the idea a few times, but then I was like, nah, you know what? Heck, nah, I can't do it. You know, especially when it comes to middle school and high school. And then, you know, on top of that, you got to think about how you have to deal with some of these unruly parents, because some of these parents, they can be just as bad as the children, you know? So if you go into that, you know, field and you do what Mr. Smith did, then it's almost guaranteed that you will go to jail, you'll lose your job, and you'll never be allowed to teach around kids again. So it's a no-win situation, especially when you don't have the backing of, you know, the administrators and things like that. And it's a messed up environment. And it's not just out here in Las Vegas. It's all over the country at some of these schools. I don't know what the solution would be. Maybe harsher penalties for students who act like this, because we already know what's going to happen to the adult that's a teacher in that situation. But see, as of right now, it's just out of control. And it looks like not a lot's being done about it. And I'm not saying that, you know, some of these teachers are, you know, the best, because some of them, I mean, they do have their issues too. But I think when it comes to stuff like this, we see it a lot more than the other way around. But for Mr. Smith, hopefully he can find a way to move past this and find his way into a new profession. And for that student, I mean, maybe he's learned something. Maybe he learned that not all teachers are going to back down the way he thinks and just take whatever's being dished out. You know, but who was wrong in this situation? Was it the student, or was it the teacher, or maybe a little bit of both? So let me know what y'all think, and I'll see y'all on the next one. Take care. Stay safe. Peace.